الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد. ولا أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين واللانة الدائمة الباقية لأعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Time is actually not in our favor as far as continuing the theme of Shaitan. So tonight you'll be relieved from him. Yesterday we started the what I considered to be the access points that Shaitan uses to influence human beings. But since tonight the time is very short, well, I'll just go through some question answers about the issues related to fitrah, since Eid is coming very close. So inshallah we'll start with the first question. Is zakatul fitrah wajib on behalf of a child who is born before Maghrib on the eve of Eid al-Fitr? The three options: yes or no, or maybe. You know, just like these children who are born midnight before New Year, there is different counting of the school year. When they are admitted into the school, that year, the year, or a year after that. So this is the question. If the child is born before sunset, then the fitra would be. Let us see. Okay, not bad. 55 is the right answer. But if the child was born after Maghrib, then you'll have to pay fitra next year, inshallah. Because the wujub of fitrah starts at the time of Maghrib. So if the child is born after the wujub has come in, then it will not be applicable on the parent at the time. We go on to the second one. Is if Zayd married Zainab after Maghrib on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, is her fitrah wajib on the husband or her father or herself? Or the person who recited the Aqd? I don't know who will do that at that time, anyway, on the eve of Eid. No, this is after Maghrib, remember? The birth of the child. So this lady becomes a wife after Maghrib. So the wajib, the fitrah, is not on the husband. It is either on the father or on herself. If you sponsor a poor child or an orphan fully, for example, with Al-Ain, you know, the charity for the orphans that we work with in Iraq, would you have to pay fitra on behalf of your sponsored, you know, orphan? Is the orphan child sponsored by you considered to be a dependent? The answer is no, because they are not considered to be part of your dependents. You're supporting them, but they are not part of the people who would be your you know, dependents. Question four, can fitra be given in Ramadan to the recipient as a loan and then consider it as fitra when it becomes wajib? Because remember, if you do something before the wujub starts, you can't redo the niyat of that. Just as you cannot recite Zuhr prayers at 10 in the morning, similarly you cannot pay fitra ahead of time with the niyat of fitra. So you give it as a loan, but you change the niyat that what I have given to this fellow as a loan now is the fitra. And this is where, you know, So the answer would be that there is no problem. Number five, if you invite your friends for iftar on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, is their fitra wajib on you? Or is the Jamaat supposed to pay the fitra for all those people who come here for iftar on that eve? Let's see what is the answer. The answer is no. They're just friends, they've come for dinner, they'll go away. They are not considered to be your dependents. But now let's change it. If an out-of-town guest arrives before Maghrib at your home, and he's going to stay with you, if people ask you, where do I come and see you, he will give your address. Maybe he'll give your telephone number. So in that case, because he arrived at the Maghrib, just before Maghrib time, his fitra would be wajib on you. If you set aside a $10 bill for the fitra, with the niyat of fitra, and then when the time comes to actually giving it to the recipient or to the person who is going to take it and give it to them, you know, can you replace that and use from the money that you have at that time in your pocket? Or it has to be exactly the same bill that you did the niyat? You can use the other money. Sometimes people become very worried. Oh, I use something others. It's yours. $10 that one, or $10 from your pocket, that's fine. What about your pet? If you have a fish, bird, or cat, you feed them every day. They're dependent on you. Did you count them or not? It's nothing to do with the fasting. Many dependents don't fast. Those who are 1 year old, they don't fast. No, there is no fitra for pets or, you know, animals. What is the proper usage of zakat al-fitr? It is considered to be like zakat, and it's a long list of recipients in Surah Tawbah. Can it be used for masjid or for school or for poor and needy? According to the great maraja like the late Ayatollah Sistani, late Ayatollah Khoi, Ayatollah Sistani, as well as individuals like Ayatollah Nasir Makarim Shirazi, fitra has to be used only for the poor and the needy. You don't use it for other religious causes. So no organization should be keeping that fitra money for their own maintenance, paying the electricity bill or something like that. And this is something we have to keep in mind. Let me end with one question. The zakat al-fitra should be given to the poor and needy who are in town or out of town or those who are gone for ziyarat. It's ihtiyati wujubi, that if you have a deserving person or individuals among the Shia Isnashari in your own town, you do not send zakatul fitra outside. If you don't have recipients in your own city, you don't know, then of course you can send it to other cities. So that's something we have to keep in mind, that, you know, many times we assume that the Canadian government takes care of everyone. You know, there are many, many people who are, you know, who actually fall down in that safety social net that the system has. And we have to look for, you know, helping the people who are in the city first. If we don't find people who are deserving or there is a surplus in that fund, then you can send that out to other cities.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill our duty in the best possible manner. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.